Truly, there is nothing but consciousness, self-radiant, self-existing, infinite, absolute, radiant consciousness. It is so even now. But you are, by virtue of attention, associated with a mechanism, a body-mind. That is structured in such a way that it modifies or associates with modifications of the absolute that are of a particular kind, what we call gross. The body-mind with which you are presently associated is a mechanism, a machine, if you will, that is sensitive to only a certain range of vibration. So it perceives the absolute in the form of this gross modification. The same moment in which this perception is taking place, there's still nothing but absolute energy, absolute consciousness. This is an appearance. Someone else, associated with a subtler body-mind in a higher plane within the cosmic mandala, is enjoying a very different kind of perception and state of mind and experience and so forth than you at the present moment. But even so, it is just what is determining that perception or experience is the fact that attention is associated by tendency with a certain kind or degree of modification, a certain portion of possible vibration or apparent modification of the absolute. All are appearing within the same absolute, but attention associates with degrees of vibration or appearance of modification of that one absolute. You are associated by virtue of attention with this gross mechanism. It's a machine, it's a way of tuning into the absolute and perceiving it through a certain color, a certain vibration. And you are, by virtue of this association, habituated to perpetuate that perception, that kind of awareness, you see. And therefore, it will continue unless you raise attention up or transcend it altogether, one or the other. So without that sacrifice that goes beyond this gross range, you will either stay more or less as you are, or get better, or get worse. But within this plane of gross attention. It is useful then to discover just what is your intention.